The Jolynn Braley Show, Episode 28, Three Signs You Have a Food Porn Addiction. And welcome. This is Jolynn Braley, weight loss mindset expert and founder of the Inner Self Diet. And this is the Jolynn Braley Show. Join me today as I go beyond the food to the real issue. What is the real issue? The real issue is your mindset. Yes, believe it or not, your mind leads your body. You cannot take an action. You cannot put food in your mouth. You cannot choose to eat food, whether consciously or unconsciously. You cannot go for a walk or sit on the couch without first having the thought to do so. Mindset. Your mindset is either 90% of your current problem, but the good thing is that it's also 90% of the solution. If what you crave for yourself is lasting success with your weight, if you would love to leave the yo-yo dieting, the food obsessions, the binge eating, any and all struggles that have been plaguing you throughout your lifetime with food and your weight, if you would love to leave all of that frustrating stuff behind you, then your mindset must significantly shift and transform in positive, wonderful, empowering ways. That is the only way that you are going to break free so that you can have the freedom that the graduates of the Inner Self Diet speak about consistently. So that you can feel free of the compulsive overeating, the food obsessions, the inability to stop yourself from stuffing yourself, the self-criticism, the self-sabotage, the perfectionism, anything and everything that is wrapped up in this whole ball of wax that is your struggle, your ongoing struggles with food and your weight. All of that can be done. All of that can be your past if you take specific action to get a weight loss mindset. And yes, it does go beyond surface positive thinking. You must actually go to the root of your problem, heal that, release it, transform your FAT mindset into a core, solid, empowering weight loss mindset, and then the easiest thing for you to do will be to do the 10%. And what is the 10%? The 10% are those things that you already know how to do. The 10% is the diet and exercise, the healthy eating, the healthy lifestyle, consistently moving your body, getting cardio 5 times per week, 7 times perhaps. It depends on what kind of a lifestyle you want to live for yourself. Eating healthy foods, eating only when hungry, stopping when full, doing all of the things that are part of it, of living a healthy lifestyle so that you drop the fat and also keep it off. That stuff, those things, are only 10% of the solution to this problem that you have. When you're not doing all of those things that you already know how to do. I mean, how many diet books do you have? How many cookbooks do you have? How many videos, exercise videos do you have? How many boot camps have you joined? How many gym memberships have you bought throughout your lifetime? How many pieces of workout clothing do you own? How many exercise equipment items do you have in your life? How much more knowledge do you honestly, sincerely need about how to eat healthy and exercise? You don't need any more, do you? I bet you could teach a class on it. That's how the awesome, inspiring, very smart, and successful clients that I work with are. They're very smart. They're very successful in their lives, except for this area of food and their weight. And they don't need anyone to tell them anything else about how to eat and exercise. The problem is, before working with me, they weren't doing it. And that's because of your mindset. So, the good news is there is a way out. The good news is that while 95% of dieters fail, the reason that they fail is because they never solved the real problem. They never got a weight loss mindset. They never addressed their inner self. They never transformed all of the things within, on the inside of themselves, that is why you became overweight in the first place. Why you took on the behaviors of overeating. You didn't do that by accident, and there are reasons behind it. And once those inner self issues are solved, once you have the weight loss mindset, then living healthy and fit will be fun for you, it will be easy for you, and it will be a joy for you to do. And you can find out more about this by starting out with my free 5-day e-course, which you can find at fearlessfatloss.com. And you can sign up for that. It'll help you learn more about why you've never been able to lose weight and keep it off. And also, it'll help you discover the proven solution so that you can actually do something about it if you really do want that for yourself. If you really do want to have the freedom from the emotional weight and the physical fat that has been weighing you down and making you feel bad for most of your life about this particular area of your life, your body and food and weight and all of that. So let's move on with today's show. This is a very interesting and a fun topic. Today's show is all about food porn addiction. Wow, that's very interesting, isn't it? Even to hear that. In fact, this is a new term for me, and I had not heard of it until a few months ago. And I've been wanting to do this podcast for you. There were already some other ones that were in the works, and those titles and those topics had already been lined up. So here we are today, and we're going to look at three signs that you have a food porn addiction. Wow. All right, so first, let's look at what exactly is food porn, okay? Food porn is this. Food porn is the food network, the food shows, the cooking shows, the baking shows. Food porn are the cookbooks, the recipes that you obsess about and you find in the magazines, those magazines that are sold in the aisles of the grocery store when you're checking out, and they're always talking about the newest diet, the newest quick fix. Buy this magazine and we're going to give you a recipe for chocolate cake that will help you lose weight, and it's supposed to taste good too. Food porn are cookbooks, recipes, any kind of diet book that you've ever bought that tells you how to eat and how to buy food, and that you need to clean out your pantry and you need to go get all of these new foods and new things to eat. And you collect all of this information, you have all the cookbooks, you know how you could be making healthy meals for yourself and for your family. But let's look at now that you know what food porn is, let's look at three signs that you do have a food porn addiction. Number one sign, you have all the materials and you don't do a darn thing with them. So, what you are is you are a collector. And this is a very common phenomena. There's a show called Hoarders. And maybe you've seen that before. Hoarders are people who collect things and they never want to throw anything out for different mental reasons. Hoarding is a mindset problem. If you don't fix or heal the inner self problem of a hoarder, you can go into their home and clean out all of the items that look to you like they are junk and garbage. You can clean all of that out and put that hoarder into a clean, brand spanking new house. And I guarantee that within 2 to 3 months, it'll be all piled up again. Why? Because nothing changed on the inside of that person. This is exactly the same thing that you do to yourself when you force yourself to diet and you have never addressed the real problem, which is within your inner self. That's where the 90% of the problem is. That is why you can lose weight and you can cook healthy meals for the rest of your life, but you will always gain the weight back. And you've already proven this to yourself. How many times have you done this throughout your lifetime? How many times have you dropped 10, 20, 30, 50, maybe 100 pounds, and then you gain all of it back, or most of it back? Usually what you do is you gain even more back than you lost in the first place. You cannot make a change to the outside of yourself and expect it to last when you have never shifted and transformed at a core level the inside. You don't need me to tell you these things because you've already proven it to yourself over and over and over again, but now what you're learning is why you have had the results that you have continued to live. And going forward, if you continue to collect the cookbooks, and even if you do make any of the healthy meals that you find in these cookbooks, and you continue on with your food porn addiction, you can lose weight again, but you'll still get the same results. You will hit that wall, you'll hit that place where that quote-unquote unseen something happened, and you don't know what it is because you haven't gotten the help to heal it, which, by the way, does not need to take 5, 10, or 20 years of therapy. I'm not a therapist. I'm a certified master NLP practitioner and coach, and the reason that my system, my step-by-step proven system, always works is because it's not therapy. It's my own system that I put together, and it just always works because it heals the inner root of the problem, and it's about taking action. It's not about talking about things and emoting about things and trying to analyze things. It's about taking specific action so that you can get the results that you want, which is freedom from the fat, freedom from the mental stress, the mental worry, and everything that goes along with the baggage that is your ongoing food and weight struggle. So, number one sign that you have a food porn addiction is you collect the cookbooks, you collect the recipes, and we're talking about healthy recipes, healthy cookbooks. Of course, there are people who have a food porn addiction that are collecting the cookbooks about how to bake cakes and how to bake pies and sweets, and then they bake them and they eat all of them. There was a time in my life when I'm a very good baker, and I did used to bake quite a bit, but it was only me, and then I would eat all the food. So that didn't help because I didn't have anyone to share it with. The only baking I do today are the dishes of the whole foods, the chicken, the potatoes, the vegetables, different things like that. And sometimes I will cook at Christmas also, and I give those away as presents. But here's the thing, what's really exciting is that when you have the right mindset, when your mindset is fit, you can enjoy Christmas, believe it or not. And if you want to have some sweets during the holidays, when you have the right mindset for it, you can maintain your weight through the holidays. I've done it. I'm living proof of it. I have clients that do it. It takes having that foundation, though, first of a core weight loss mindset. Once you have that, the 90%, then the rest of it is simple. So let's move on and look at the second sign that you have a food porn addiction. Number two sign that you have a food porn addiction, your favorite channels on the television are the Food Network, the food shows, the cooking shows, anything that has to do with food. What is that woman's name? Rachel Ray? I've never seen one of her shows. I used to watch Martha Stewart sometimes, but she does more than just food. She also does decorating and things like that. I don't know if she's on the air anymore. But the second sign that you have a food porn addiction is you are drawn to, you are compulsively drawn to these shows that are all about the food. Got to learn how to make more food. That is food porn. And let's also specify here that an addiction is an activity that you're doing that you feel out of control with and you can't stop yourself from and you wish that you weren't doing it. So it would be one thing if you were buying healthy cookbooks and you were using them and you felt really good about it and you didn't have any problem at all with maintaining your ideal body, your ideal body size. Well, then there'd be no reason for you to be listening to the Joel and Braley show right now either, would there? You wouldn't be listening to this. You wouldn't be hearing my voice. Also, if you didn't have a food porn addiction and you simply were, let's say that you were a chef and you were loving your ideal body, you already had the body of your dreams and you felt great about it and food was a big part of your life, but you didn't feel bad about it in any way. Okay, addictions don't feel good. So that's a difference between an addiction and doing something in your life that you simply enjoy. But yet again, if you were a person who fully was in love with food and you believed that food was your friend and you were already living in your ideal body and you had no compulsion towards these food shows or the cookbooks or any of this and you felt 100% joyful about it, then there's no way you'd be listening to me right now. There'd be no purpose in it. Instead, you would be listening to a podcast about how to make some new food recipe, and then you'd be out doing it. Maybe you'd be running your own restaurant. So addictions don't feel good. Addictions are things that you have never resolved, and it doesn't feel good to you. You're not happy about it. All right, so we've looked at two signs that you have a food porn addiction. Let's look at the third sign that you have a food porn addiction. Number three sign that you have a food porn addiction is food is your life. All you do is think about food, right? It's always on your mind. It never leaves your mind. Even when you're working, it's like you're working, but in the background, food. It's all about food, 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 food. When am I going to eat again? What am I going to eat? What can I eat? What's something that I'm going to go buy and eat today that I haven't had for a long time? What are the festivals or the family get-togethers or the church gatherings or the morning breakfast meetups? What are the groups and the activities that I can go to that are all about food? And even if they're not focused on food, you want to know what the food is all about. Maybe you go to some meetup groups, let's say. But always, it's always about the food. The focus is not on the people. It's not on meeting new people. It's not on having fun. It's not on the activity. It's what about the food? What about the food? Food, 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 food. It's always about the food. What am I going to eat? What are we going to have? Is it going to be a potluck? What's everybody bringing? Da 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 da. Food, 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 food. So you know that you don't like it. You wish it could be different. You wish that you could have a passion in your life that felt really good to you. And maybe you do have something in your life that feels good to you, but you're not able to focus on it in the way that you would love to. The food is always there. It's always, always, always there. And that is the number three sign that you have a food porn addiction. And remember, addiction means that you don't feel good about it. So that running food commentary in your brain, it saps your energy, it saps your focus, and of course, since you are not living in the body of your dreams, alongside of that food Ferris wheel that you're on that never ends, the hamster wheel that never has any ending to it of the diets and the fasting, the feasting, the gorging, the binging, the cleanses, the diet tapes, the diet CDs, the diet books, the cookbooks, endless things, but still you have not solved what is 90% of the problem. And so all of this madness, you could call it, the reason you'd call it madness, this food porn addiction is madness, is because, again, it doesn't feel good to you. Yeah, that's where you're at. And alongside all of this, you're always thinking about your body and your weight also. And what is everybody thinking about my weight? What do these people think when they see me? Is there any way I can ever get that promotion? I know that I'm looked at as not being as competent as my coworker because she's a runner and she is so fit and healthy, and I actually know more than she does, and she'll probably get the promotion because she looks more competent. And these are the things that you tell yourself, and they run through your head. And this whole FAT mindset, which is part of your food porn addiction. Actually, the food porn addiction is part of your FAT mindset, because your mindset is where all of this stuff lives. The FAT, remember that is all based in fear attracting thoughts, and an addiction definitely is based in fear. Addictions don't feel good, and it's not any kind of way to live. So, those are the top three signs that you have a food porn addiction. Here's something very important to know also. In fact, let's hold on to that thought I was about to give you, and I will give that to you in the questions of the day that I'll be giving you in just a moment. On every episode of the JoLynn Braley Show, I give you important questions to ask yourself and find out the answers to. But before we do that, let's take a quick commercial break, because it's time to do that. Today, the sponsor of the JoLynn Braley Show is the Inner Self Diet. And you can go to theinnerselfdiet.com and grab my free 5-day e-course there. Just enter your first name, your email address, and you'll be on the way to getting my free 5-day e-course. That's a way for you to just step a toe in and learn a little bit more about what has been stopping you from losing weight for good. And then I also share with you in that free 5-day e-course what your next step is. But I tell you what, if you want that next step right now, here's how you get it. How you get the next step is you go to fearlessfatloss.com/call, C-A-L-L, and you fill out an application for a complimentary weight loss discovery session. Now, this is only for you if you are 100% serious about giving yourself the best life possible going forward, which means solving 90% of what is your current problem, which is your mindset, so that you can easily do the 10%, which is living a healthy and fit lifestyle. This is for you if you are an exceptional woman or a cool man who is already successful in your life, except for this one area that has to do with food and weight. So you can apply for that at fearlessfatloss.com/call. So that's just a little bonus in today's commercial break. I feel good about giving that to you now, because really, who wants to continue to live in the struggle? Who wants to continue to live with a food porn addiction? It just doesn't feel good. And I would be not a nice person if I just didn't give you the way out right now. Why would you want to delay any longer? I mean, heck, this is your life. So you can do that now at fearlessfatloss.com/call. And thank you to today's sponsor of the Jo Lynn Braley Show, theinnerselfdiet.com. Okay, today's questions to ask yourself. The questions that you ask yourself on each episode of the Jo Lynn Braley Show, I highly suggest that you write these down, pen on paper, write the question down, and then write down your answer. Why? Why should you do that? Why do I suggest it? Because if you only listen to me, you will get maybe 1/10 of the paradigm shift that you could get if you were to actually take the action of getting out a piece of paper, writing the question down, writing your answer down on paper. There is a connection that occurs between the head, the hand, and the heart that it only occurs when you place pen on paper. It does not occur when you use a keyboard, or especially if you're only listening to me and then telling yourself things in your head. So, first question to ask yourself today. Number one, do I have a food porn addiction? Do I have a food porn addiction? Yes or no? Write down your answer. Again, how do you know? Number one sign, you're a collector. You collect all the cookbooks, all of the healthy items, the recipes, but you don't follow through. You sabotage yourself. You might do a little here, a little there, and then you keep on collecting. The number two sign is your number one television shows, your television stations are all about food. Number three sign that you have a food porn addiction, your main priority in life is food. It's always in the background of your mind no matter what you're doing. Everything is about the food. Food, food, food. If you go to some kind of a gathering, food is always your first question. Everything is about the food. And remember, addictions don't feel good. So you know that you have a food porn addiction when you're doing any of these things. There are also other signs of a food porn addiction. I'm giving you the top three. But number one, you know that you have a food porn addiction when all you think about is food and you wish that you could get away from it. It just doesn't feel good to you. Okay, number two question to ask yourself today. Exactly how many years have I been struggling with this addiction? Exactly how many years have I been struggling with this addiction? And the way you find out is you just go back in time. And as you do that right now, as you go all the way back in time to your first memories when you were a small child, just come back up to the first memories that you can find of when you first started struggling with food and your weight. Maybe somebody told you that you were fat. It doesn't mean that you were. Maybe you were a small, skinny child, but someone told you you were fat or you thought you were fat. Maybe you were overweight, and maybe your parents made you go on a diet. Whatever it is, it will stand out to you, and you know when all of this started. And just look at the age you were then, take the age you are now, subtract the two, and what's the number you get? Write that number down. That's your answer to this question. Exactly how many years have I been struggling with this addiction? And the third question is, how much longer, specifically, am I willing to continue to live with this addiction? Specifically, how much longer am I willing to continue to live with this addiction? And write down your answer. Maybe you're willing to live another day with this agony, with this frustration. Maybe you're willing to live another year, another 5 years. Now, I would hope for you that your answer to this is I'm not willing to live with it any longer. But the only way that you're going to get out of it is to go to the core of it, which is within your inner self. And for most people, for 95% of people, you don't know how to do that, first of all, and you don't know what you don't know. That's why working with a highly skilled coach and mentor is so highly valuable, because depending on who you work with, at least what I do with my clients is I get their confirmation, their agreement that they want me to give them my true and honest and direct coaching because I can see things that they can't see because they're living in it. The people that I work with, I do attract folks who want to bust out of their struggles. They want to feel absolutely fantastic about themselves and their bodies, and they're not willing to live in that frustration, in that addiction, and in that pain any longer. And I did say a few minutes ago that there was a very important point that I was going to give you when I got to this part of giving you these questions, and here's what it is. Here's what the real addiction is that you have. The real addiction underneath all of this, underneath the food porn addiction, is your addiction is the addiction to feeling bad. That is what the true addiction is. You are stuck on feeling bad and feeling crappy about yourself, and you're always looking for excuses to feel bad about yourself. That is what the real addiction is. Now, whether or not you can see that is a totally different story. Whether or not you agree with that is another story. And you don't have to agree with me. You don't have to agree with anything I say. But it is the truth. And I know it's the truth because it's exactly the same thing that I've been through. And it's the number one problem of human beings is you want to make yourself feel bad for some reason. Somebody taught you that. Somebody told you you weren't good enough, whatever it is. And, that kind of stuff, though, I'm just sharing with you the truth. Even when you have this intellectual knowledge about it, then the next step is, okay, so what do I do? Because it's just really hard to get out of on your own. These patterns are so deeply ingrained in you. And it doesn't mean that you couldn't get out of it on your own. Heck, I tried for over 20 years to figure it out on my own. I never did get there. I hired my own coaches and mentors to help me get to where I am now. Because, again, it's very hard to do these things on your own. And the thing is that the mindset that you have right now is so powerful, and it has so many limiting beliefs that you have to prove yourself right. You see, when you have a belief in your head that tells you that you shouldn't have what you want, or you can't let go of this addiction, addictions are too powerful, or whatever your beliefs are that are stopping you, if you allow them to, they will hold you where you are. Now, the quickest way out of all of this is to work with a proven step-by-step system that has already worked for all of the people that have come before you. And I can tell you that every single person that I've worked with in the Inner Self Diet who has done what I've given them to do, all right, you do have to take action. There is no magic. But everyone I've worked with who has done the steps, they've gotten the results, and they have broken free. Now, if I work with somebody who refuses to do the steps, then of course, what kind of results do you think they would get? They'll get the same results that you're getting right now when you keep doing the same things that you already know how to do. You'll go look for another diet, another book that tells you how to eat, another exercise program, another gym membership. While you're still staying on the surface, all you're doing is addressing the 10%. And it's not that the 10% is bad. You know that you have a human body. You know that the human body works best. It functions best on whole, healthy foods and regular exercise and clean water. You know all of that. But that's not what the problem is. The 10% isn't the problem. The problem is doing it and getting beyond the roadblocks that stop you every time when you get within 5 or 10 pounds of your goal weight, and then you stop, and then you go eat the gallons of ice cream or sabotage yourself in some other way. Whatever these things are that stop you and then always bring the weight back on, until you get to the root of all of that, you're not going to get different results. And this is not my rule. It's not something that is something that I could make up. It's not Jo Lynn Braley's rule. It's how your brain works. It's how your mindset works. And you can't get beyond it. It's like having a brick wall. Imagine you have a brick wall that starts at the bottom of your feet and it goes, you can't even see the top of it. It goes all the way up into the clouds and it encircles you. What that brick wall It's made up of your limiting beliefs, all of the beliefs that stop you, everything that tells you that you can't go beyond it, right? So you have a thought. Obviously, since you are listening to me right now, you do want to break out of your food porn addiction, your addiction to feeling bad, your addiction to food. You want to break out of your overweight body. You want to live in a healthy, fit, slender, thin body, a healthy body, a strong body. You want these things. That's why you're listening to me. But as long as you have this fortress around you, which is your FAT, your fear-attracting thoughts, your limiting beliefs, everything that is within your mindset that is stopping you and has always stopped you, until that wall has been dissolved. And the only way it can be dissolved is by doing the inner self action steps. You have to do things. It's not enough just to listen to a free podcast like you're listening to right now. The purpose of hearing me is to help you get a paradigm shift and understand why you have never gotten what you wanted, why you've never been able to take off the weight and keep it off and do it with fun and do it with ease and joy. That's the purpose in listening to me right now. But to go beyond this, to actually get results in your life, you've got to actually do things, and you've got to do different things than you've ever done. That is how you will dissolve that brick wall that is around you right now. Now, if you don't want to go beyond the brick wall, if you want to stay in your safety zone, if you want to stay in that little circle that you're in, that's cool too. You know, we all have choice, but that's where you will stay until you actually take action to change it. And the best thing I would recommend is taking action with something that works, something that's already worked for other people. And again, I did share this with you a few minutes ago, but you can start that whole process of dissolving that brick wall by filling out that application at fearlessfatloss.com/call, C-A-L-L, if you're serious about doing it. All right, so shout outs. To get a shout out from me on the show, here's how you do it. Go to thejolynnbraleyshow.com and click like on our Facebook page. You'll get a shout out from me on an upcoming episode. I only use first names, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a way to acknowledge you. The Jolynn, J-O capital L-Y-N-N, Braley, capital B-R-A-L-E-Y, show. If you're listening to me on iTunes, you can see how my name is spelled. Go to thejolynnbraleyshow.com, click like to like our Facebook page. You will get a shout out from me on an upcoming show, and I just use first names. Okay, so let's wrap up the show here. I noticed that we've gone just a couple minutes longer than the 30 minutes that I like to stick to, but I feel really good about sharing this paradigm shifting information with you today. Again, the whole purpose of doing this is to help you break free of the diet mentality that you've been in, the food porn addiction that you're living in, the struggles that you're living in, to help you understand why you're there, and to break free of the thoughts that keep you there. The thoughts that keep you there are the ones that tell you that all you need are another diet guru to tell you eat this or don't eat that. Well, if that had worked for you, then why would you be listening to me right now? Why would you be here? You wouldn't be here. You would be living your life in your ideal body, and you'd have no problems with any of this. So, what you learned today, you learned what food porn is. You learned three signs that you have a food porn addiction. You're collecting. Your number one show is anything that has to do with food on the television, and your main priority is food. Food is everything for you. And you learn that addictions don't feel good. They don't feel good to you. You want to break out of them. You also learn that until you dissolve that brick wall that is around you right now, it's like being in a turret of an old castle, but you can't see the top, and you see the bottom, but there's no way to tunnel out underneath, and it's your little comfort zone. Hey, and if you want to stay there, that is cool. It's your life. You get to make your own decisions. But if you want to dissolve that wall and break free so that you can actually live in the body of your dreams and do it without feeling deprived, without obsessions, without forcing yourself to diet, actually loving your life, loving yourself, loving your body, enjoying food. Food no longer being the enemy, and food no longer being an addiction for you, no longer having a food porn addiction, actually using those cookbooks that you've collected. If that's what you want, then you have to take solid, proven action to dissolve that wall. And the way that you start towards that is you fill out an application for a complimentary discovery session at fearlessfatloss.com/call. So, I also gave you those questions to ask yourself today. Make sure you write those down and answer those pen on paper. And be sure and go over to thejolynbraleyshow.com. Click like on our Facebook page and you'll get a shout out from me on an upcoming show. If you're subscribed in iTunes, go ahead and give the show a 5-star rating. That would be awesome. I love giving you this highly valuable content. So, next week's episode, what is binge eating really all about? This is the Get Real episode of the month. Next week, it is the Get Real episode of the month. This is JoLynn Braley, the FAT Release Coach, and you have been listening to the JoLynn Braley Show. Head on over to fearlessfatloss.com/call to fill out your application for a complimentary weight loss discovery session. And if instead you'd rather just learn more and dip a toe in, if you're not serious about releasing all of your food porn addictions, your food addiction, all of your struggles with food and your weight, if you're not serious about doing that now, then grab my free 5-day e-course. It'll help you answer the question, is your mindset fit or FAT, and help you discover what's really been stopping you from losing weight for good and what you can do about it. Here's to your best life in your ideal body.